I would like to read a statement by Anne, whose real name is anonymous. She's a worker at a shelter. And I'd like to share this with you on behalf of Anne. On Tuesday, October 27th, at around noon, I was working at First Stop Woodlawn, a YWCA shelter for women, when I saw two deportation officers in plain clothes walk right into our shelter. They were looking to take away one of the women living in our shelter. Usually when anyone asks about our residence, we don't provide any information about who is living there. Feeling pressured by these men, our manager admitted that the woman was living there, but that she was out of the shelter at the moment. One of the officers asked if the staff could let him know when the woman would get back. Our staff told them that it wasn't their job. We had a staff meeting that same afternoon. My coworkers and I were all really shaken up. We sat in the meeting with tears in our eyes, overwhelmed by the situation. We were concerned for the safety of the resident and shocked and upset that immigration agents would come into a woman's shelter. First Stop Woodlawn provides emergency shelter for women of all backgrounds, and we have a very diverse community of women living there. As shelter workers, it's our job to provide safety and protection to women that need it. We take our work very seriously, and we feel disrespected and frustrated by deportation agents walking into our shelter looking for women. And I want to thank Anne for coming out with that story. And since we found out about Jane's case and put out the press release and the public call out, more and more women have been breaking the silence, and more shelter workers have been approaching the Shelter Sanctuary Status campaign, sharing equally horrific stories about immigration enforcement, about raids, about harassment of women. More and more women have come up to us with horrific stories as well. And we'd like to thank everyone who has come forward so far to help build the campaign and to help share their stories and to inform our strategies. And we encourage others to come out, other shelter workers, other rape crisis center workers, other women who work in the anti-violence against the women sector, or shelter residents to help share your stories, because it is through these stories that we gain the strength and the momentum to continue our organizing.